Chapter 7 Masters of War. 20 levels down, in a courtroom not unlike the one in which Tarkin had tried to make a case against Jedi apprentice Ahsoka Tano for murder and sedition during the Clone Wars, stood the Emperor's second, Darth Vader, gesticulating with his gauntleted right hand as he harangued a score of non-humans gathered in an area reserved for the accused. "Was this where the Jedi Order held court?" Tarkin asked Amida. In a voice as hard and cold as his pale blue eyes, the vizier said, "We no longer speak of the Jedi, Governor." Tarkin took the remark in stride, turning his attention instead to Vader and his apparently captive audience. Flanking the Dark Lord was the Deputy Director of the Imperial Security Bureau, Harris Eisen, a brawny, white-haired old guard loyalist with a perpetually flushed face, and a thin, red-head-tailed Twi'lek male Tarkin didn't recognize. Bolstering the commanding trio were four Imperial stormtroopers with blaster rifles slung and an officer wearing a black uniform and cap, hands clasped behind his back and legs slightly spread.
"It appears that some of you have failed to pay attention,"
Vader was saying, jabbing his pointer finger in the chill recirculated air.
"Or perhaps you are simply choosing to ignore our guidance. Whichever the case, the time has come for you to decide between setting safer courses for yourselves and suffering the consequences."
"Wise counsel," Amida said.
Tarkin nodded in agreement.
"Counsel one dismisses at one's own peril, I suspect."
Glancing at the Shagrian, he added, "I know Eisen, but who are the others?"
"Riff-raff from the lower levels," Amida said with patent distaste. "Gangsters, smugglers, bounty hunters, Coruscanti scum," Amida said with patent distaste.
"I might have guessed by the look of them. And the Twi'lek standing alongside Lord Vader?"
"Foka Soot," Amida said, turning slightly toward him. "Prefect of level 1331, where many of these lowlifes operate."
Vader was in motion, pacing back and forth in front of his audience as if waiting to spring.
"The liberties you enjoyed and abused during the days of the Republic and the Clone Wars are a thing of the past,"
he was saying.
"Then there was some purpose to turning a blind eye to illegality and to fostering dishonesty of a particular sort. But times have changed, and it is incumbent on you to change with them."
Vader fell silent, and the sound of his sonorous breathing filled the room. Tarkin watched him closely. "The Tarkin heritage will grant you access to many influential people and to many social circles," his father had told him. "In addition, your mother and I will do all within our power to help bring your desires within reach. But nothing less than the strength of your ambition will bring you together with those who will partner in your ascension and ultimately reward you with power." Chapter 7 Masters of War. 20 levels down, in a courtroom not unlike the one in which Tarkin had tried to make a case against Jedi apprentice Ahsoka Tano for murder and sedition during the Clone Wars, stood the Emperor's second, Darth Vader, gesticulating with his gauntleted right hand as he harangued a score of non-humans gathered in an area reserved for the accused. "Was this where the Jedi Order held court?" Tarkin asked Amida. In a voice as hard and cold as his pale blue eyes, the vizier said,
"We no longer speak of the Jedi, Governor."
Tarkin took the remark in stride, turning his attention instead to Vader and his apparently captive audience. Flanking the Dark Lord was the Deputy Director of the Imperial Security Bureau, Harris Eisen, a brawny, white-haired old guard loyalist with a perpetually flushed face, and a thin, red-head-tailed Twi'lek male Tarkin didn't recognize. Bolstering the commanding trio were four Imperial stormtroopers with blaster rifles slung, and an officer wearing a black uniform and cap, hands clasped behind his back and legs slightly spread.
"It appears that some of you have failed to pay attention,"
Vader was saying, jabbing his pointer finger in the chill recirculated air.
"Or perhaps you are simply choosing to ignore our guidance. Whichever the case, the time has come for you to decide between setting safer courses for yourselves."